This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Kakhovka Dam, a huge Soviet-era structure on the Dnipro River that separates Russian and Ukrainian forces in southern Ukraine, has been destroyed, unleashing floodwaters across the war zone, with both Russia and Ukraine blaming each other. But what is the dam? What happened? And what do we know? Reuters correspondent Flora Brosley explains.
Let's take a closer look at what we know so far. The Soviet-era dam is located on the Dnipro River in the Kherson region and is part of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant. The reservoir holds 4.3 cubic miles of water, a volume roughly equal to the Great Salt Lake in the U.S. state of Utah. It supplies water to the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014, and to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, also under Russian control. Ukraine, which commented first, said Russia deliberately blew up the dam. Russia has hit back, saying Ukraine sabotaged the dam to cut off water supplies to Crimea and to distract attention from its faltering counteroffensive.
That's Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley recording. Meanwhile, the floodwaters from the collapsed dam continue rising Wednesday. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the rescue operations underway.
We should divide this situation into right bank of the river of Kherson, which is under Ukrainian control, and left bank of the river, which is under Russian control. Situation with evacuation from left bank is very complicated. People are not allowed to get out. Russian forces do not let people go through the checkpoint, and unfortunately the rough footage from locals that some people in some areas which suffer from the flood the most, some people had to spend night on the roofs of their houses because this is the only way to survive. If we're talking about the right bank of the river, which is under Ukrainian control, the evacuation is still ongoing.
This is VOA News. The war in Ukraine is at the top of British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak's agenda as he starts a two-day trip to Washington. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. and the U.K. are the two biggest military donors to Ukraine, and the war will be the focus of Sunak's meeting on Thursday with President Biden. Britain and the U.S. are lead players in an international effort to give Ukraine F-16 fighter jets, and talks are also likely to include extra air defense measures against Russian bombardment in Ukraine, the breaching of a major dam in southern Ukraine, which sent floodwaters gushing through the region, has given the subject added urgency. The trip's Sunak's first to the U.S. Capitol since he took office in October, but his fourth meeting with Biden in as many months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Florida official says three dozen migrants taken from Texas to California all went willingly, disputing allegations by California officials. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Two groups of asylum seekers from South America were gathered up in El Paso, Texas, and then flown by charter plane to Sacramento. Alicia Collins with the Florida Division of Emergency Management says through verbal and written consent, these volunteers indicated they wanted to go to California. She also shared a video compilation that appears to show people signing consent forms and thanking officials for treating them well. California's Attorney General Rob Bonta told CNN late Tuesday he'd be requesting that Florida turn over unedited footage. Bonta has said California is investigating whether any laws were broken. Florida's admission of responsibility comes 5 days after the first flight touched down in California's capital. The incident heightened tensions between Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom. A Newsom spokesman, Anthony York, says this is exploitive propaganda being peddled by a politician who has shown there are no depths he won't sink to. I'm Jennifer King.
Air quality alerts continue throughout parts of the U.S. created by smoke from Canadian wildfires. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Parts of the northeastern U.S. look like a dystopian haze with smoky, acrid air prompting air quality warnings.
Those who are more sensitive to poor air quality really should limit their outdoor activities, especially the strenuous outdoor activities, and take measures to kind of stay indoors.
And National Weather Service meteorologist Zach Taylor also says the northerly winds are funneling the Canadian wildfire smoke as far as the Tennessee Valley.
Unhealthy to very unhealthy air quality levels, all the way from portions of the Carolinas northward through D.C., Philadelphia, New York.
He says until the fires are contained, any northerly wind will pull that smoke our way. I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.